Rick Jensen here with you, joined in the studio this morning for Community Conversation by our guests. And I'm going to have, as usual, you folks go and introduce yourselves, if you would, please.
Good morning. I'm Melanie Gonring, the Program Director at the Volunteer Center.
I'm Michelle Spettle. I am marketing for the Volunteer Center.
And I'm Lori Yar. I'm the Executive Director for the West Bend Friends of Park and Rec, visiting today.
Thank you for coming.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
It's warmer since the last time we talked.
Yes. Last time we talked was for enchantment. This is a different hat that I have in the summertime.
But thanks for coming. So here we go. It's all kinds of things going on. Busy summer for the Volunteer Center.
It is. Summer, I swear, is our busiest time.
Oh, yes.
Over the past few years. But we have a really fun do-good bus ride coming up. In July, that's Saturday, July 21st, and we still have a few spots open, so if you want to spend the morning lending a helping hand, our little teaser this time is that you are going to launch into something new, and launch has quotes around it, so just to give you a little teaser there.
You know, I looked at that quick, and I thought it said lunch.
Oh, well, there will be that as well.
There will be lunch, yeah.
So launch and lunch into something new. With a morning on the do-good bus, we're meeting at the hub at 8:30. We'll have you back there by 12:30. The age range for that is 10 or older if you're coming with a parent, and 15 and older if you're coming by yourself. So we hope you guys can join us on that bus ride. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, and the Volunteer Center is once again celebrating community through the Community Mosaic Project. So we have a few dates coming up. Well, first I should say what the Community Mosaic Project is. What we do is we have 6x6 canvases that are available for community members to come and get from the hub starting in mid-July. Those canvases, that then you create something that says to you what community means to you. So it's a creative outlet on a 6x6 canvas. All of those canvases come together, about 300 of them, and they're all hung together. This year, they will be hung at the Gallery of Wisconsin Art as a piece, a collective piece, showing West Bend what community is all about. So the date that they are due back to the hub is in August on the 27th. So starting to pick up in July, returning in August, they'll be displayed in September. And the big thing I want to say is save the date for September 20th, which we're going to have a huge party celebrating the Community Mosaic. There will be guest bartenders, fun food, bidding on those 6x6 squares, so you can take home a part of the mosaic. And that is, you can purchase a random square for $25 a piece, or bidding starts at $50 for a canvas of your choice. So, and that is a silent auction. So you have to come back and watch and see, you know, continue to bid to make sure that you take home the piece of the mosaic that you want most.
And where is that going to be?
It's going to all be held at the Gallery of Wisconsin Art, which is the gallery that the hub shares a roof with. So you can come in for coffee, and you can go over to the gallery and see the mosaic. So it'll be a really fun time, and it'll be up for about 2 months.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah. Lastly, this is some exciting news for all of us at the Volunteer Center. We are actually hiring right now. We're expanding a little bit. We have a hub shift assistant, a position open. That's a part-time position, and we're looking for someone with at least a year of barista experience. You know, we added being open on Mondays now, and we have over, I think now we're up to about 65 volunteers. So we just, you know, need an extra person to help us out up there. We're also hiring for a part-time program coordinator, which is exciting. That person will work closely with myself and Kayla. It's a part-time position, and it may include evenings and weekends, but we're really looking for someone with a strong background in program coordinating to help plan things like Camp Superhero and the Do Good Bus and go out on some of those trips. Because as much as I love going out on them all, there's a lot of them. some extra help with that would be great. And we're also hiring for a full-time office manager, someone proficient with Google and Microsoft and QuickBooks. So if you're interested in any of those positions, you can go to our website, volunteernow.net/hiring. is the page that you'll need to go to for that, and we'd love to see your name in there.
All right. Sounds good. And this is the point where we typically bring in our guests.
Hi. My name's Lori Yar. I'm the ED for the West Bend Friends of Park and Recreation Group. What does our group do? We raise money through fun activities for our park system. We realized a number of years back that the city budget cannot handle all of those expenses, so we raise money through fundraisers and special events, festivals, that type of thing, that we give back to the park system. They tell us what they need, and we try to accommodate them if we can. So this year what we have is we were bartended at Music on Main. That was a fun night. We were the first night out there, and our group did a great job. Then we had the beer garden, and that was very, very successful.
Those are always fun.
Always fun. We have a great board on our group that comes out for just about everything, and we have a wonderful group of volunteers also. And the reason we use the volunteer center is because we need to have some extra spots filled. So you guys are great at getting us volunteers when we post it on your website. So, and we've got two other events coming up. We have Regner Fest, which is a huge day in West Bend. This year, that's Saturday, July 14th. And it's a full day event. We've got the Dirty Ninja Mud Run in the morning, and that is what the Parks Department puts that on. But they've got over 1,600 kids signed up already.
Wow.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. And they'll still keep getting more. They're thinking they might get 2,000 this year, which is just huge.
And that requires a lot of volunteer help.
That's a lot of volunteers. That our group doesn't have to handle. They get their own volunteers, and people come back for that to volunteer every year because it's so much fun.
Yeah.
It's just fun watching, fun encouraging the kids. And it's a huge undertaking, but they do a great job at that.
But then later that day is Regner Fest.
Right. What we do is they start that at about 8 o'clock. We start our activity at 10 o'clock in the morning. We've got face painting, bounce houses, you know, all the fun things at a festival, climbing wall, food. We feed all those kids. Our group feeds all those kids, so we have to have hot dog lunches ready for everybody. But then we have food all throughout the day. We have three bands this year. At noon, we have Andrea and the Mods, and then that leads into Dirty Boogie, and then at nighttime, we have Rebel Grace. So busy day. I think it's the busiest day in the park. It's got to be. It's huge. It's gotten huge, and it isn't waning at all. Mm-hmm. But we do need volunteers for that, and we've got a good base of volunteers on our own, but then we do use the volunteer center to supplement that volunteer base, so that's perfect. Right after that, the following Wednesday, on the 18th, we have German Night in West Bend. And that's been a long-standing tradition that's been going on probably for 35 years. So we have two great bands, the River City Blaschkapel and Good Time Dutchman. And there we also need volunteers because our group serves the refreshments and the food. And I've panned into the volunteer center for that, and we've gotten a good base of volunteers for that activity, which is fantastic.
I love German Night.
Yeah.
I live right by the park, so I always it's nice on just a random Wednesday night to wander over and have a brat and a beer and listen to some music. It's really a nice.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. So that's thank you guys because you've helped us out with those activities, and we still have spots open. So if you go on your website, you can see the spots and you can sign up right there.
Wonderful.
And that website once again is
volunteernow.net.
And not only can you find out things to do with Friends of Park Recreation, but also more than 200 other volunteer opportunities.
You know the drill well.
It's like we've done this once or twice. Right?
That is correct. Over 200 volunteer opportunities there. But it's just an awesome time to get outside, get involved with Friends of Park and Recreation. So many cool things happen here locally in our parks. And I'm grateful to this committee and this group for coming together to help, you know, fund our beautiful park system.
Now, Lori, what kind of volunteers do you need? Is there a particular skill, a particular age?
Any 16 and over is desirable. You can work in the food tent. If you're not 21, you can't work in the refreshments, of course, but we can always use help in the food. Really anything, as long as you're able to smile and say hello, you're good.
There you go.
Yeah, and we do get at our events, we do get a lot of requests from people asking to help because we do have fun. It's just fun behind the scenes a little bit, and it's work, but it's not hard work at all, and it's just fun being part of a group. So,
all right. Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Are we ready to look at needs of the week?
I think so. So there are some really cool ones this week, some really unique volunteer opportunities we're highlighting. One is a new program from Citizen Advocates, and they are hosting a weekly walk for individuals from the adult community here in Washington County, both with and without developmental disabilities. So it's just they're all meeting starting tonight, I believe, at... I know that because I got a Facebook notification this morning. behind the Museum of Wisconsin Art and by the old train depot where our friends at the Land Trust are, there's that yellow fly tarp over some picnic tables. They're meeting there for at 5:30 for a relaxing social walk, and they're doing this every Thursday. So you'll walk for about an hour, and then you'll end just in time for music on Main to start if you want to stick around. But just a great way to connect with some individuals in our community who could use a new friend and without too much of a commitment, but a nice way to get outside and socialize with others.
Now, do they need to pre-register for that, or is this kind of a show up?
So I think you can just show up there, something even maybe you could do with your family. So nice stroll outside.
And if you're heading to Music on Main anyway, it's a perfect thing to do right beforehand.
Yeah.
The next thing we have is Friends Inc. They are looking for a sexual assault advocate. It's a nurse examiner. So that is something that you, of course, need to be over 18 for, because you would be a nurse. you would contact Friends, or you can look for more information on the Volunteer Center's website as well.
And then lastly, this one is super fun too. The Samaritan, the Fields, their assisted living section of Samaritan, is looking for someone to lead an exercise group. And you don't actually need to be a trainer or a workout leader. All you need to know how to do is hit play on their DVD player, and the video actually leads the routine, and you're just there to work out along with them and cheer everybody on and kind of provide lots of encouragement. So they're looking for someone once a week on Thursday mornings, as long as you're 16 or older. Sounds like a really fun way to work out.
That does sound fun.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Work and encourage and all kinds of fun.
Just need to be tech savvy. Hit that play button.
Sort of.
I could even do
the lower level of tech savvy.
Right.
We're not talking rocket science. We should mention Camp Superhero underway.
Yes, it's underway. We have had 2 weeks on the books. We had an awesome day at River Edge yesterday, pulling invasive species from the prairie and the pond, helping to catch some bullfrogs. And the kids always have such a fun day at that.
Yeah, and it's a wonderful group of kids. It really is. It's a fun way to spend our Wednesday, that's for sure.
How many kids do you typically have on Camp Superhero?
We have about 25 on average each day, about 20 of the middle school kids and about 5 high schoolers that help us out each week. And sometimes that can fluctuate depending on who's in a different camp that week or who's on vacation, but typically about 25.
Are there any days that are still open, or is everything full at
Everything
this point?
Is full. Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah.
It fills really quickly. That is,
All right. And again, if people want to find out more about how to volunteer for West Bend Friends of Park and Rec activities or anything else, the website for the Volunteer Center.
You can check out volunteernow.net. But also, if you need any more assistance or want some one-on-one help or just kind of don't know what you want to do at all, but know that you want to do something, we're always happy to chat with you as well. And our phone number is 338-8256.
And again, progress on the office continues. We should mention
we're getting closer every day to having a real office space. We have carpet. We have HVAC. Within the next few weeks, we will have lights. I mean, this is huge, right?
Right. Lights are good.
We are some parts of our workstations have been delivered, and there's some work to do on those, but we'll have somewhere to put a laptop. It's actually a really great space. We're super excited to be in it, and it's only possible because of a lot of people helping us make it happen.
And we should mention the hub is on the main level. You're in the lower level. I guess that's the best way to describe it.
I think we can call it a lower level now. We have a door.
Officially a lower level.
Officially no longer a basement and now a lower level.
Yes.
And the address, which we did not mention.
It is 303 Water Street, and that is right downtown. The first stop in Goliath you hit as you're going north, take a right on the roundabout. We are located right there.
And check out the outside of the building, too. Don't just check out the inside, because the outside's pretty cool, too.
It is cool, yeah.
I like the H2O for Water Street.
Yeah.
And they can also follow you on any number of social medias
as
well.
Yeah, we're pretty darn active on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. You can find out what's happening easily by following us on one of those.
And we'll post this community conversation later on today, if I remember. And I always throw that in as a caveat anyway.
just in case.
Just in case I don't get to it today. But we'll find it. We'll link it from the WIBD Facebook page. Melanie, Michelle, thank you for coming in. Lori, good to see you again. Thank you.
Thank you.
And we'll probably talk more when it gets colder again.
Yes, we will.
All right. 101.3 WIBD AM 1470.